Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick back here on Sports Talk. Our pleasure to welcome in now Herb Vincent, SEC Associate Commissioner. Herb, how are you and thanks for the time?
I'm doing good. Good to talk to you.
How did the meeting go yesterday in Alabama?
I thought it went really well. You know, it was good to have everybody in the same room. We took the biggest room that we could find in our building and spaced everybody out. But, you know, we've had regular video conferences. It started daily with our athletics directors right after we shut down the basketball tournament in March, and then eventually evolved to twice a week. And that's what it's been. But at some point, there were just some weighty topics that the commissioner felt like it'd be beneficial to have everybody in a room and talking about them. I thought it was really good and very productive. You know, spend a whole day, you break for lunch, you come back, you get a time to consider options and consider, discussions you've had earlier in the day and talk about them again late in the day. It was just a good exchange, and I thought it was a good opportunity to talk about some important issues.
Now, Herb, when you look at college football and you look at the Power Five, that's what people pay attention to. Then you look at the Big Ten and the Pac-12, maybe they jumped the gun and they canceled non-conference games last week and plan to play only conference games. Are y'all coordinating? Are y'all communicating with the Big 12 and the ACC? Are y'all on your own as far as – because it seems like Big 12, ACC, and the SEC is taking the approach that we're going to wait until late July to make any decision on fall sports.
You're correct, but all five are talking. The Big Ten and the Pac-12 made their own decisions on non-conference games for reasons they had on their own. I couldn't speak to that, but the A5 commissioners speak on a daily basis, and they speak regularly, and on a lot of issues, on most issues, they're moving in sync, I believe. It's just that we have decided – and I think the Big 12 and ACC are kind of in the same place – that we felt like from the start that we didn't want to make any decisions before decisions needed to be made. And if you can be patient and wait as long as you can, it's just more information you have. And maybe you end up in the same place as you would have if you made a decision earlier, but at least you know that you've given it all the time you could to gather as much information. I mean, the two of you know, this thing's changing so fast. And you think about how much we've learned in the last 30 days and how much we'll know in the next 30 days that we didn't know today. And so why not be patient and wait to make decisions when you have to?
Now, Herb, when you look at SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey, and everyone listens to what he says, obviously, and he had a quote that the current state of the pandemic was really unsettling. And then he said, you look at SEC football this season, it hinges on whether there'll be a positive trend in public health or not. And I don't think he was impatient, but it gets to the point where, I mean, people are always asking him, and he says, I'm done with predictions. I'm done with models. We're going to look at the facts, and that's what we've been doing diligently for months now, and we'll do over the next few weeks. I mean, people want instant fix. You know, we drive through, and I want a hamburger now, I want to do this and that. Mm-hmm. But it's so fluid is that you can have predictions, you can have models, but we just don't know. We're in uncharted territory.
Yeah, and one of the things we said really early on when this all happened, I remember having a conversation at the basketball tournament, it was that far back, was it's okay to say you don't know. You have to be prepared. You have to consider options. But, you know, don't guess and don't predict. Be prepared. But you have to be ready to say you don't know. And I don't think throughout all this people have been willing just to say, I don't know, and let's go find out some answers when we can find out answers. The other thing, you know, that I think a lot of people have said from the start, the virus is going to determine this. We're not going to decide what happens. And I think that's what he means when he says, let's look at the facts. Things have just not trended the right way in the last few weeks for all of us in society. And that's not a sports issue. That's a public health issue. And that's what needs to correct itself before we can talk about playing football.
Now, Herb, I know the NFL is different than college football. When you're looking at starting the season on time, do you have any flexibility? Because I thought this is interesting. This was early May, right after the draft. I'm looking at the NFL, that the Super Bowl could maybe kick off on February the 28th, and the regular season could start as late as October the 15th on a Thursday night game. So is that a possibility that we're not used to this as far as, you know, we look at training camp in August and 2 days and all, or I should say practice before the season starts. But this is something that could go on well into 2021 as far as maybe crowning a potential champion if that does occur. Does the NCAA have much flexibility as the NFL as far as getting off to a late start maybe within 5 or 6 weeks compared to the NFL? I mean, as far as them pushing it back?
I think there's a lot of options out there. And the commissioner said publicly there's, you know, he's looked at 18 to 20 options. I think it's probably narrowed from that to less than that now, because as time goes by, some things just take themselves out of the mix as far as options. But you've got to consider anything. We've been focused on starting the first weekend of the season. You know, time's running out for that. But like we said, we're going to look at the end of July. We'll have a much better idea what's ahead of us. And I think the important thing, Bobby, is we try to move step by step. So, you know, on June 8th, we got players back on campus to do voluntary workouts, strength and conditioning. We could manage their social distancing and the sanitization and so on. Then this past Monday, they moved into a secondary phase, which was mandatory workouts, and coaches could be involved. And then next weekend, late next week, they moved to another phase where now it's 20 hours instead of 8 hours. And then you get into August, and then finally you get to, you know, what is your traditional preseason practice. So it's
right.
Each step that we go, we're taking one step in front of the other. And if there's at some point before the season we get derailed and we have to go in a different direction, then we'll do it then. But why not continue down the path of keeping them in shape, keeping them in a healthy environment where they can work out in a safe environment, and then go to the next step if we can. If we go to the next step, then can we go to the next step? And at some point, you know, something's going to tell us whether to keep going forward or to go in a different direction and postpone things.
Now, Herb, this is different when you look at college football compared to the NFL, because you're a student athlete, you're an amateur athlete. Do you have to have kids on campus as far as the campus is open and you're going to classes, or could you have a season when you have virtual classes? You understand that the point I'm making, where
yeah,
it might be a different year and maybe not fannies in the seats in a classroom, but more virtual, and still be able to have a college football season?
Yeah, and I think we have to accept the fact it's going to be a different year in many different ways. And I think what you're seeing is the universities are saying they're going to have virtual classes, but have also students on campus. So I've seen a lot of places, you're either going to have students on campus or you're going to have a hybrid model is what I think the term is, where you have some virtual classes and some on campus. So I think we're just going to have to accept the fact there's a different look to our campus this fall as far as what a campus environment is and what an open university is.
Herb Vincent, SEC Associate Commissioner here on Sports Talk, at Herb Vincent on Twitter. Herb, has there been any discussion about the other, or along with what other conferences are doing, with just a conference schedule?
Well, there's a lot of options out there. Obviously, when the Big Ten went to their model and the Pac-12 went to theirs, it wasn't the first time that had been discussed. But There's different models, and I don't want to comment on one. One of the things that we did yesterday, I think, with the athletics directors is talk through a lot of different options. But there wasn't any kind of ranking or preference or, you know, this is what we're going to do. It was more like preparing for various scenarios and being able to talk through that. So I think that's kind of where we are. And that's, you know, that's one of the things that you have to consider, but there's many other options to consider as well. We just don't know which way it's going to go right now.
Did you have any conversations about potentially a spring season in football?
Well, I think a lot of people have been talking about that for a long time. And, you know, again, there's a number of options out there, and I hate to comment on any one because then, you know, people start saying, well, he was talking about this one. That must be what right. The one they're doing. There's just a lot out there. I wouldn't say there's a lot of options out there. There are various options available moving forward, depending on what's presented to us. Again, it's really the virus that's going to determine, you know, what we can and what we can't do. And then when we have to change, we have to decide, okay, what's available to us now as far as a season to play. But, you know, we hope that the end of July, as we've said, just gives us a little bit more clarity than right now as far as what the fall might look like. And you look at the end of July because it's the week before you go into fall football practice. And so that's when you're getting really close to what the traditional college football season is.
Herb, is there concern about starting a season? Maybe you start on time, maybe you don't. But once you get underway, some more outbreaks, and then you have to either suspend the season or shut it down completely. Has there been any talks about that as a contingency plan, a possibility?
Yeah, that's again, getting into hypothetical situations that you don't know what's going to happen. And so you can't spend a lot of time. Again, you have to be prepared, but you can't spend a lot of time on things you just don't know how that would play out or when that would happen or for how long there'd be an interruption. So you try to spend time on those things that you know you could control and you can really plan for.
And, you know, Herb, looking at it varies from state to state. Looking at Louisiana remains at phase two of its reopening by order of Governor Edwards until at least July 24th. Now scheduled to move the fall practice rules for all fall sports August 10th. Well, you might want to push it back down the road, but it just seems like they're just right around the corner and that you just, I don't know, trying to give fans hope or there's going to be a football season, but is there a case in point very similar to the NFL? Because I think it matters more in college football that we're able to have some fans, whether it's 15, 20,000 or not, where no fans, but is college football willing to have a season where maybe you have no fans in the stands? Break that down.
I think some of that's going to be, you know, you just read off some of the local directives there in Louisiana. And so I think that's going to be a state-by-state issue. The SEC is an 11-state footprint. And what the situation is in Texas is going to be different than what it is in Louisiana, which is going to be different than what it is in South Carolina and Georgia and Florida and so on. So I think the local situations, the local ordinances, the local health restrictions are going to drive what it might look like in the stadiums this fall. And that's one of the reasons one of the reasons yesterday we sent out a social media message, which featured all 14 of our head coaches wearing a mask and say, you know, this is bigger than just football. This is about us doing the right thing to fight the virus. And we thought, who better to carry that message than our football coaches?
Herb Vincent, SEC Associate Commissioner. Herb, thank you so much for the time.
Enjoyed it very much. Good luck, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Herb.
Were you encouraged, less encouraged, more encouraged, based on anything he said, Bobby?
I would say I'm not more encouraged, but I'm not less encouraged. I'm still the wait-and-see approach, kind of 50-50 ordeal, that I don't know how the season could start on time, considering what we're dealing with right now. And that's with the NFL. Because, you know, when you look at the Power Five and I look at the NFL – you know, I look at the Power Five because the money that's involved, it's like professional football, even though it's not for the for these prospective universities and the finances, the money that you're dealing with. So I still think you can have a season, but it won't be on time. I don't know how the NFL or college football could start on time traditionally what we used to.
He's Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.